Forward by Michael Ron Esslinger. Autosuggestion and the Autonomic Nervous System. Émile Coué, even though not aware of the scientific evidence on how conscious thought affects changes in the brain, did observe changes in his patients from autosuggestion. He reported these changes being as effective as the benefits from hypnosis and describes them later in this book. The purpose of this introduction is to describe how autosuggestion affects the brain's limbic system. From Mesmer's dramatics and Braid's research and Coué's insights, we know there is a great deal of flexibility in how the mind interprets experiences. Individuals can become so deeply absorbed in their daily life experiences that they can ignore pain even in the presence of injury. This is the foundation of hypnotic analgesic anesthesia. The ability to make the body more comfortable represents the most sophisticated use of hypnosis and auto-hypnosis, or auto-suggestion. However, research has shown that the effect of hypnosis and self-hypnosis on the chemical responses in the brain are valuable therapy tools in the treatment of a number of medical and psychological issues. There was very little known in the 1920s when Coué wrote his book, My Method, about the brain and all the parts. Coué's patients got results, but there was no understanding of why. Many misconceptions about hypnosis exist today. However, the practice and process of hypnosis remains a consistent and safe approach to relieving anxiety, eliminating harmful habits, and reducing pain. Many modern studies support the positive results of hypnosis. Although science continues to study why hypnosis works, there are many studies that reveal the complex interaction between our minds, our bodies, our brains, and our thoughts. The subconscious mind is not just in the brain or the head. Candace Peart, Ph.D., a research professor in the Department of Physiology and Biophysics at Georgetown University, Washington, D.C., states that the subconscious mind is a part of every cell within the body. Every cell in the body has memory units. Each cell has over 6,000 receptor sites for proteins capable of interacting with signals and converting those signals into intercellular activity. Through molecular division, each cell divides into a daughter cell, and the mother cell dies. The daughter cells replace the parent cells. However, they still contain the cellular activity or memory of the mother cell. This cell replacement process occurs every 3 months, except in the skeleton cells, where they divide every 6 months. Peart says, with each division and replacement, new memories can replace old memories, creating new behaviors from cellular level.